In the US, leading Democrats vying to take on Donald Trump at November's presidential election have turned on one another ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. With polls suggesting Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and former small-town Mayor Pete Buttigieg are on track to finish first and second, some in the party are questioning whether anyone has what it takes to push the president out of the White House. Our North America correspondent James Glenday reports from New Hampshire.
I ask people at home all the time, why did you vote for Donald Trump?
At a town hall meeting in the snowy city of Plymouth, long-shot candidate Michael Bennett is enthusiastic as he outlines what he will do if elected President of the United States. Conventional wisdom suggests the Colorado senator has the resume it takes to run for the highest office in the land. He's won two tough elections, is middle-aged, has middle-of-the-political-spectrum views on many issues, and a history of working across the aisle to get laws passed. But if you haven't heard of him, you're not alone. Neither have many Americans. He struggled to poll much above 1%. Can a candidate in the centre win?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we need to nominate somebody who's can win in purple states in this country. It's an open question whether or not such a person can survive a Democratic primary. Those are two different questions.
Senator Bennett's plight is somewhat reflective of what's happened in this Democratic primary race so far. Establishment candidates with established records have performed fairly poorly, notably former Vice President Joe Biden, who could finish tomorrow's New Hampshire primary in fourth or fifth place, while the relatively inexperienced small-town Mayor Pete Buttigieg has surged, and Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, the most anti-establishment candidate in the field, has continued to get stronger.
We've got to decide what we want to be. Do we want to be an ideological cult, or do we want to have a majoritarian instinct to be a majority party?
Veteran strategist James Carville is backing Senator Bennett's campaign, endorsing him as a middle-of-the-road candidate who can get things done. But he's deeply worried the Democratic Party will ultimately pick someone unable to appeal to middle America and oust Donald Trump.
I mean, I'm 75 years old. Why am I here doing this? Because I am scared to death, that's why.
The anxiety and hostility evident among Democrats in New Hampshire right now represents a sharp turn for a presidential race which began mid-last year full of optimism. Many supporters of Bernie Sanders, like Ashley Andre, are annoyed that moderates are claiming their candidate is unelectable, and they worry about the damage the attacks could cause.
I think he's the only candidate running on the Democratic ticket who can beat Trump.
The president is now looming over this race like never before. Emboldened after being acquitted in his historic impeachment trial, he's landing in New Hampshire in a few hours to hold a large rally. In 2016, he lost the state to Hillary Clinton by less than 3,000 votes. Republicans are hoping to seize on the recent Democratic disunity to flip it into their column in November and perhaps even tighten their control on the White House further. In Concord, New Hampshire, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.